100.1 The X, it's 4:30. Time for the local lowdown. Checking in with Amanda from the Nevada Museum of Art. Hi, Amanda.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
Always good to be with you.
Last week, we warned people that there was some cool stuff coming up, and now it's upon us. Is it too late to sign up for some of these virtual talks that we mentioned before?
It is not, but you need to act quickly. So tomorrow at noon, we are going to be having a talk from Frank Smigel, who works at the Fort Mason Center for Arts in San Francisco. He is going to be talking about Andy Warhol and specifically the Reigning Queens series. The Reigning Queens series is on view in the World Stage, and you can still see that exhibition through February 7th and come to Frank's talk online tomorrow. It's hosted on Zoom. Sign up now, though, because you need to get your link and be ready to rock at noon tomorrow.
And speaking of virtual discussions, you've got another one coming up in Espanol.
We do. So Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock, we have a virtual art discussion in Spanish. These are monthly art discussions that we do in Espanol. And you don't have to be a native Spanish speaker if you're somebody who is studying Spanish or if your kids are studying Spanish. Mm-hmm. This is a really awesome opportunity to bring the family along and talk about art in Spanish. It expands your cultural horizons, your understanding of different languages and cultures, and gives you a cool creative opportunity to kind of just get outside of your comfortable box.
I keep thinking this would be a really cool thing for students in high school that are learning Spanish, or teachers maybe, to like sign up the whole class or something like that.
Absolutely. I think that would absolutely be appropriate. And again, it's online. It's through Zoom. And, you know, this is really great. I mean, you could even assign it to your kids for extra credit, or you could just do it for them. And, you know, this is a really, again, a good opportunity, because you don't always get the chance, particularly now that we're not seeing each other and going to places, you don't always get a chance to have real life conversations.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity where you can, you know, get some of that practicum in, if you will. And so, yeah, great opportunity for students and adults alike.
Yeah, because language doesn't really stick until you start using it in real life situations. That's awesome.
That's right. So, yeah, and if you are a teacher that's out there listening to this and that's something that you'd be interested in, you know, give us an email, art@nevadaart.org, and ask if they're, you know, we can work with you if that is something you're interested in, to kind of sign your kids up in a different way than just going through the retail ticket price, which is $10 and free for Nevada Museum of Art members.
Get your membership, guys. It's time. Anything to help our teachers, too. Speaking of teachers, what else do you guys have going on in the way of education classes and working with our teachers?
Oh, man. So we have a big, huge educational opportunity coming up for teachers. This is the NB STEAM Conference. This is something that we do every year. It's a partnership with the Desert Research Institute. And of course, this year, for the first time ever, the NB STEAM Conference is completely online. So educators from across the state can sign up for this. It's going to be presented virtually. It starts with a keynote on Wednesday, February 3rd at 4 o'clock. And then on Friday evening, the 5th, we are going to have a special performance by DJ Spooky, aka Paul D. Miller, who is an amazing artist and composer. He did a whole series based on ice in Antarctica, and that is actually on view right now in the exhibition We Belong Here. When you go into that gallery, you hear his music. And there's also some drawings that he did. So he's going to be performing for us. And then we have a really cool virtual walkthrough of that exhibition that will be presented. And then on Saturday, the 6th, we have lots of workshops. We have presenters from JPL Studios. That's Jet Propulsion Labs at NASA. So we got NASA in on this. We have many of the artists and designers in the show. And it's truly a collaborative event. We have, we're partnering with the Discovery Museums, both in Las Vegas and here, the Nevada Department of Education. Like I said, DRI. It's really a huge opportunity for educators. Sign up, choose your workshops, and come and join us for the Nevada STEAM Conference. It truly is interdisciplinary. I mean, the Nevada Museum of Art prides itself on interdisciplinary professional development and educational opportunities, because we know that education is stronger when you look at it through these multiple different lenses. And that's really what this conference is about. I mean, the theme for this conference is design thinking. It's actually centered around the design thinking process, which artists, designers, and scientists alike to use across all disciplines to help develop 21st century skills. So, you know, in the past, we have had teachers from social studies teachers, history teachers, science teachers, and art teachers, and more, math teachers, all participate in this. So really, I would encourage educators not to be limited, not to limit themselves, because you will take something away from this. These are real skills and that you can apply in your classroom. And we already have like over 300 educators signed up from across the state. So it's really going to be an awesome day, and it's free for educators.
Even better. Thank you for hosting this. That's amazing. Hopefully our listeners, some of them are teachers or can spread the word to teachers. I'll put all this information on our website too, myradiox.com, so people can go back and revisit this little phone call. NevadaArt.org to get your membership, to sign up for these classes, and teachers, get in on the STEAM conference. And next week, Amanda, we will chat about Virtual First Thursday.
Oh, yeah. I am so excited. Jamal Tarkington, it is going to be so awesome. I just love him. I love all the different iterations of all the different projects. You know, he's DJed for us at the museum for different parties that we've had. He's just lovely.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's a good human and a super talented musician. So I am like really excited about this event.
He is good people. And I'm excited for our listeners to get to meet him through the Nevada Museum of Art. Thank you for everything you guys do down there, Amanda. Where do we go one more time?
NevadaArt.org.
You heard the lady. Get on it. NevadaArt.org. Ex-listeners, that's your 4:30 local lowdown.